back once again down in the Gawler Heritage Centre, underneath the Gawler Civic Centre.
Yes.
And yep. I'm here with Kay, and we're looking back at Gawler's history. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Jeanette. It's, as always, nice to be here.
It
talking
is.
About history and reading the Bunyip,
in
which
this
is a great little
historic location.
Oh, absolutely.
In
beautiful
the heart
little building.
Of Gawler, it really feels
or
like
a big building, actually.
It
no,
is.
It's nice.
Mm.
And they're doing the heritage and the cultural heritage, they're doing well, and they're starting to recognise it more and more and put more emphasis
yes.
on it, which is a good thing.
It
we
is.
All need to do it, but
we do.
It's
yeah.
all limited mm. by funding, isn't it?
Always, yes.
Yeah,
so. Funding is. Listening to it. Archaeologists in England talking, and so many of the museums
mm.
just can no longer support the collections
oh,
they've
really?
Got.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
They're not getting the funding they need.
Yeah, and of course, here it's History Month, and
mm.
and we're celebrating our history, but there's always that pressure for ambulances and hospitals and education and transport, and
yes.
heritage just seems to take a back seat, which is a shame.
It is.
Because we have because to know where we come from.
Yes, we have to know where we come from in order to know where we're going.
Yes.
And I actually think a knowledge of history helps prepare us better for the future.
I think so.
I think it's really important. It's not just about looking back at the past and nostalgia. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, the Try Again and Young Queen, which is an interesting heading. The excitement in Gawler, we are glad to report, has been such during the week as to furnish satisfactory evidence that Gawler in particular and South Australia in general at length consider it ought to be in earnest in testing the goldfields 12 miles off, brackets, at Lady Alice, close brackets, without waiting any longer to see if Providence will turn up gold mines for them at Deadman's Pass or Goose Island, though by, there cannot be any doubt of gold being deposited in both places. The prospectus of the Try Again Company was no sooner issued on Monday at 2 p.m. than before 4 p.m, 8,000 shares were applied for in Gawler alone, a healthy symptom that of the faith the Gawler men have in humbug. Of course, it's a reference to humbug scrub
yes.
where the mining was. So I did a little bit of research, and the Lady Alice mine was discovered in 1871 by G. Goddard and worked till about 1879. It produced 22,000 pounds of gold.
Wow.
And 4,000 pounds of copper. It was never really profitable, though, because of the amount of money spent.
2,000 pounds of gold. Pounds over, worth
yeah.
of gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Pounds worth, not pounds.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, pounds.
Different
yeah.
pounds?
Yes,
pounds
and pounds and pounds.
I guess a pound denomination originally referred to a pound of gold. That's maybe why it was called the pound. I don't know.
It might have been, actually.
Could have been at one stage.
Pound of gold, pound yeah. of silver.
Backwards.
Because you've got your yeah. penny weights mm. and your... And, mm. well, I don't know where shilling came from. Shilling, florin. Just trying to remember, we didn't have 50-cent pieces. And then mm. pounds.
Mm. And a sovereign, which are
penny, halfpenny, sovereign. Well, the sovereign was, that's pretty clear, that was sort mm. of,
yes.
that was solid gold representing the whoever the sovereign was. It was, well, originally Queen Victoria, I think, is on my sovereign. Or if I got one of the kings. I've got actually got a gold sovereign at home. I must have
yeah.
a look at it.
Yeah, I've got one too. I don't know. Who's
quite
I
lovely.
Think it's a king on it.
I think yours is set in a pendant,
no,
is it?
No.
Oh, mine,
no
I had mine set in a pendant
yeah,
and then I got told off by a coin collector saying, how dare you?
I think mine's a half sovereign, not a full sovereign. I think it's only a half sovereign.
Yeah, I think my brother was given a half sovereign mm. and then Mum and Dad gave him a full sovereign, but I only ever had the full sovereign.
Well, my grandparents found it in the chimney of their house.
Oh, wow.
Because the house had been a shop. And when my grandfather was cleaning the chimney or something, there was a little nook, which was probably where they stored the money from the shop. And there was a half sovereign in there.
Well, they'd missed it when they'd cleaned
yes.
out.
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
lucky.
So
lucky him.
Yes.
Oh, so you've inherited that?
Yes.
Oh, what a lovely
yeah.
story.
Along with a gold bar brooch that was from my father's side that was made from a gold nugget that was found in the Victorian goldfield somewhere.
Yeah, I've got a leaf brooch and it is as it was found.
Mm, yeah.
But they've actually yeah. welded a piece of lead onto the back
yeah,
of it.
Bar, yes.
And as like a solid piece of lead and then the clip. And Mum went to a jeweller once to get the bar taken, like the lead taken off the back, and they said can't do it because the lead actually ionises into the gold, and you can't separate the two.
It's probably the same with the one I've got.
Yeah, yeah.
Mum had a safety chain put on it.
Yes. So 100 years ago, and this resonates even now, speeding up trains. The request of the Salisbury people, supported by the Gawler Council, that the Kapunda Angaston train to Adelaide should arrive in the city a little earlier, is to have fruitful results. The Salisbury folk declared that the train was due to arrive at 9 a.m, but generally was some minutes late and was an inconvenience to students and business people working in the city. Well, don't we all wish we still had the Kapunda Angaston train now?
Yes.
It's all been bodged about and changed and made impossible. Mm. So,
and it's now all bike path.
Yep.
Although,
it might be quicker than train.
Very keen to cycle it one day. He's got ambitions to cycle it.
Oh, good on him. Mm. Cycling is a good activity.
Those cycle paths are lovely. So 50 years ago, dealership of 25 years ends. The Gawler Motor Company, founded in 1946, has relinquished its Ford dealership. The managing director of the company, Leith Petney, said that from May 6, a new Ford dealership would be operated from the same Murray Street premises by Mr. Roger Coles. The company was formed in 1946, and the same year Mr. Petney returned from World War II service. But the Petneys' association with Ford goes back a further 25 years. Cars.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I remember Coles Ford. 25 years ago. Bid to seal alternative Valley Link. It has been hailed as an alternative route to the Barossa for more than 20 years, but Gomersall Road still remains unsealed. The 15.3-kilometre stretch, which links the Sturt Highway with Tanunda, is slightly shorter than the windy tree-lined Barossa Highway, but is rarely used because of its poor condition. Kapunda and Light Council is behind the new push for funding to reconstruct and seal Gomersall and Les Dunkley Roads, also known as the Tanunda to Roseworthy Road. Because it's a really good way to get up to Tanunda.
It's a lovely drive.
Whenever I go to Tanunda, I go up there. I don't go around. Oh, I might come home through Lindock. Mm. But
yes, Gomersall Road's sealed now.
Yeah, that's been sealed for a long time. It was sealed when I was working in Gawler, and I left that job in 2002. So,
wow, because Gomersall Road definitely was sealed and is the road that we use. Yes.
But I think you're right with the bridge. They had to. That's the bridge. As they go through the swamp, it's a really low bridge.
They probably had to.
Don't know whether they trucks use it or not.
I think they do. I think I've been behind trucks a few times on. Yes, they definitely do because you see them turning in.
Ah, okay.
Yes. In fact, we'll often drive up that way and come back the slow, windy way because it's a scenic drive.
Yes, I'm much the same.
Yes. Yeah. So, 10 years ago, local rising stars flying start. Local youngsters Nathan Stafford and Kate Neville have made a flying start towards a career on Broadway. The duo made their professional theatre debut when the curtains went up on the hit musical Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in Adelaide last week. Outperforming more than 200 children across South Australia, the pair won 2 of 28 coveted places in the children's ensemble.
Oh, my goodness. Chitty Chitty Bang. I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
I hadn't, but it was one of Justin's favourites.
Oh, was it?
And he had the toy car.
Really?
That some visiting children broke, and he'd always talk about it. I didn't even know what it was, really. And then, of course, when our children were little, we used to go to the video store on a Tuesday night and buy it. VHS videos for them.
As we did.
And we got them that film to watch. And it was a bit of a family favourite when the kids were little.
Oh, is it? Maybe it's I should record it. I've got a lot of...
It is definitely a children's movie, though.
Is it? Yeah. I've got a lot of films recorded at home that I've... Every now and then I think I'll watch a movie and I'll watch one. Well, that finishes the looking back. So I'll just flick across to the Gawler Now and Then. And we have a photograph of Arthur T. Hewitt's The Quality Butcher. And it's Hewitt's Butcher Shop, 154 Murray Street in 1924. And Arthur Hewitt lived above his store at the north end of Murray Street. So 154, that must be somewhere around the arcade. 154, other side of the street, isn't it? This side of the street is even number.
Numbers. I don't know.
And the other side is odd numbers, isn't it? I think the Bunyip is about 165. Now, we're going to hear paper turning over while I look up their address. Oh, 120. Sorry, my apologies. So it is on the western side of Murray Street.
Right.
If that's 154 and this is 120... Oh, that's where the Women's Rest Centre used to be. So that's the music shop.
Oh, it's right up at the top.
It looks like pile building here.
Yes. Yes, that would be the music shop.
Yes. There you
go. Yeah.
So there's a residence above.
Mm.
All of those have got residences above, all of them.
Yes, they do.
And they wouldn't be bad places to live except for the fire risk now, and they're so run down.
Well, I know the Tabletop Warfare use the upper rooms for... as part of their business, so they have gaming sessions up there and stuff.
Yep.
So that is being used, part, at least part of that.
Yeah.
Part of it.
So, well, that finishes it for this week.
That does.
Well, I don't know, it seemed to happen fairly quickly. Well,
yes, until next week.
Until next week, Jeanette.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.